Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 92, and if you don't know who I am, my name is Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness expert. I've written two best-selling books. I have been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox affiliates as a fitness expert, and I'm also a master metabolic trainer, and I'm also known around the world as the guy who helps men in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, completely transform their lives through nutrition, through workouts, through naturally increasing your testosterone levels, mindset, sleep strategies, recovery, supplementation, and everything health. And speaking of naturally increasing your testosterone levels, today I'm excited for you to listen to this episode with Ricky Branson, who owns a hormone replacement therapy clinic. And I think it's really important for you to learn about what hormone replacement therapy is and how it may or may not help you. I'm focused more on natural testosterone, increasing your testosterone naturally. That's literally what my entire programming and what I'm all about, right? We can do that naturally. 95% of the men who have low testosterone it's due to their lifestyle. Right. There's 5% out there that, you know, something's happened in their life, trauma in regards to physical trauma. But when it comes time for everyone else, it's generally naturally increasing their T levels through the things I talked about. But I also don't want to pigeonhole people into just one thought. I want there to be a conversation. And so having Ricky on was great because he owns a hormone replacement therapy clinic. He's not a doctor, but he owns one. And you're going to get his side of why he uses hormone replacement therapy, why he prescribes it. But you're going to also see there's a lot of things that we agree on. Most of it we agree on in regards to like causes of why you may feel the way you feel when you reach late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, if you haven't really done anything about it, and you know, ways to actually attack that, right? And how it's going to make you feel, So I think it was really important to have him on so you can see both sides of the coin and make an honest and educated decision when it comes time to addressing your hormones, because it's all about testosterone. I tell you that all the time. And we need to do everything we can to increase our T levels. I go around the natural way, but if you have a lot of money and you don't mind the side effects that come with it, then you can also do it the hormonal therapy way, in which our man, Ricky B, is going to talk to. And before you do go, though, maybe after you listen to this, because I always like people to have both sides of the story. If you do feel like you are feeling some of the symptoms that we're going to talk about, then definitely you want to join my program. If you want the natural route of not only losing belly fat, building muscle, increasing your energy, bettering your health, naturally increasing your testosterone levels, balancing your hormones. You want to do that, you go to over40alpha.com, over40alpha.com. And for $1, I'm going to not only help you naturally increase your T levels or start that process and the lifestyle, but I'm also going to help you lose 7 to 20 pounds, whether you're skinny fat or you're obese or you just need to lose weight. I'm going to be the guy to help you in that first 30 days. So imagine paying $1, getting incredible physical results, and then having the ability to continue through, because my programming has 3 years of programming and over 14,000 men who are and have completely transformed their lives. So go to over40alpha.com, over40alpha.com, $1, 30-day trial. And that's all you need to know if you want to go the natural route. And if you want to use hormonal therapy, then listen up to our episode, because today Ricky Branson is going to take us through his story and what you can do if you feel some of the symptoms that we talk about. Enjoy the podcast. We are live. We are live. We are live. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. Man, this is great because, you know, as you guys know, one of the things that we like to do is we need to discuss a lot about hormones, right? As we get older, our hormones are all over the place. And a lot of times you don't realize that it is the hormones that are causing some of the struggles that you may be having, specifically when it comes to your fitness, because that's really where we start to see things not working the way they used to when we're younger. It's health, it's fitness, it's the way we feel. And then we start going down other roads with anxiety, depression, and other things. Thank God that, you know, it's now a little bit more open to talk about depression, but a lot of this stems from hormonal imbalance. And that's why I'm excited to have Ricky Branson on our podcast today. Ricky, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm super excited to be here, by the way.
Me too. Because I think, you know, the more we can talk about, you know, hormones and what's happening with our bodies, I think it's great because, you know, information is power, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. I think that'll be great. So let's start off with who you are. Like, how did you get down this road? Where did you start? Well, it's a little bit of an origin story for us.
Yeah, it's a little bit interesting because I'm not a doctor. I'm not an endocrinologist. I'm a health advocate, right? And I started off just wanting to take care of my family. And I also, you know, so I was big into herbs and herbal supplements. I kind of come from the internet marketing world. So, so I was helping doctors market, and I worked for a hormone doctor for 20 years, like just on the side, helping him, but doing all of that, sitting with him in meetings, like I felt like I became a hormone specialist. Right. And then he retired. And everybody in his network started coming to me saying, you know, just as much as he does, why don't you open a clinic? And I'm like, I'm not a doctor. And he goes, you don't have to be. And so I call him up. His name's Dr. Jones. I call him. I say, you know, Rob, will you, could I open a clinic? And he goes, absolutely. I'll help you. I'll hold your hand. I'll walk through. Here's the reason, right? There's more stuff. And we'll talk about those stories about what happened to my family and to myself and my own experience with hormones. But I saw him help so many people who their regular doctor turned them away and they thought they were going crazy, mostly women. But that's the thing. When you talk about hormones, everybody thinks we're only going to talk about women because they're complex and they're this. Men are just as complex, man. Hormones affect us just as much. And so that's kind of how it started. I was always interested in health and nutrition. We've got four kids, had all of them at home with a midwife. You know, I just start eating up the knowledge, kind of like you. Like, I listen to you and I'm like, man, this guy's legit, you know, he knows his stuff. And, you know, we had four babies at home, not because I hate doctors or I'm anti-hospital or anything like that, just because I became interested. And by the end, the midwife's like, you can deliver your own babies, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying is great. You know, you don't have to be a doctor or what have you, specifically if you've been in that industry or you've been part of it. And you have the passion, because you're gonna soak up that knowledge more than maybe a GP who's, you know, just getting through school, or even, I mean, hormone specialists definitely, because that's their specialty. But just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you know everything specific to hormones and testosterone and everything else, right?
I hire people who know what I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly.
And in some ways, I think having a doctor who works at a clinic, they can only see you for 15 minutes or less, and they have these protocols they have to follow as dictated by insurance companies or their boss, right? You do this, you follow this protocol, you don't go outside the protocol. So they start treating your labs instead of you.
Right.
And if I hire a doctor to work in my office, I can give him as much time as I want. And I can say, look, you get to now do what you signed up to do when you became a doctor. You get to treat the person.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I'm used to doing this. So in some ways, I think having someone at the top who's not a doctor, I don't have to unlearn and relearn.
100%. 100%. I agree with that. You know, when I was going through my struggles, I reached out to a lot of hormonal specialists and, you know, got information from them. And they were just kind of like, a lot of the times they were a little like they stepped back a bit because they were like, man, I wish I could do that. Like, I wish I could kind of like, I was trying to treat myself and I was asking all the questions. It's like, yeah, man, my patients would come in and ask those questions, or I wish that would happen. This is like, what, I'm 53, so it's like 13 years ago. And then fast forward, when I was working more with Dr. Dom, she's also a hormonal specialist. We were working kind of together. She's on my podcast and that sort of thing, to bring her on as an expert. This, she would say the same thing. It's like, man, like a lot of times doctors are kind of pigeonholed to do, okay, you gotta go through this, very close-minded. But like you said, when you're not a doctor or you're not tied to those specific things, you come in with an open mind and you look at things a lot different. And I think the person, focusing on the person is key, very key, because everyone's going to be different as opposed to just following this, you know, regimented thing. So how did that affect your family? Like, how did this all affect your family for you to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to open up this clinic because I've kind of lived it.
Yeah. So I know your audience is men, but I'm going to tell both my story and my wife's story real quick.
Sure. Sure.
So, you know, you can't be a prophet, you can't be a prophet in your own backyard.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So here I am working with hormone doctors, working in his clinic almost every day. I'm in there multiple times a week. And my wife, after we had our last kid, she's kind of depressed. Right. Now, before that, go a couple years before that, I was depressed. I had a supplement business. We were actually manufacturing supplements. I was brokering deals and making supplements. And I took on a handful of partners, a doctor, a formulator, and stuff like that. And I got to where I didn't even want to go in anymore. We'd have a meeting. I didn't even want to go. I was depressed, didn't want to get out of bed, but I didn't want to bug my friends or the people I was working with my problem. Right. I didn't want to go to my hormone doctor friend. So I start looking. I go to my regular doctor. He's like, no, you don't need anything. I find a different hormone doctor, right? I didn't want to put my friend in a situation of, oh, well, do I have to do it for free for you? And I don't know. Sometimes you just, you know, don't want to bug your friends or feel like you're using them or whatever. So I go to this other doctor. He puts me on a testosterone cream. Couple, you know, month or two, I start coming out of it. I'm not depressed anymore. I didn't have sexual dysfunction, right? I didn't have libido issues. I just was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts me on a cream. And then I'm going for a regular checkup at my doctor. He's like, what are you on? I tell him. He's like, you don't need to be on that. All hormone doctors are quacks. You don't need to be, they'll give testosterone to anyone. You know, I'm like, you don't understand. I was depressed. I didn't have to, I was so terrified that I was going to have to take an antidepressant. Right.
Mm.
And this fixed it. This changed it. And he goes, okay, I'll make a deal. I'll test you. And if you're really low, then I'll keep you on it.
Mm.
So he tests me while I'm on this testosterone cream. Mm-hmm. And I go back and he's like, you're still clinically low. Like, and you know, you've studied this, right? You know, the range for testosterone is huge. It's like 300 to 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's talking total testosterone. We're not talking free testosterone, but you know, like 300 to 1,000 is a big range. That's like saying, well, and if you're 301, they'll say, oh, well, you're within range. You don't need anything. Mm-hmm. I was like 256, even on the cream.
Right. Right.
And he goes, man, I've never seen, I'm blown away. You need to be on testosterone. So he gives me the testosterone injections.
Right. Right.
I'm like, holy cow. I thought I felt good before. I'm back.
Right.
Right. my drive is back. I feel like doing a hobby. I feel like I was a better dad because I wasn't on my last nerve. You know, some people say, oh, guys who take testosterone, they're just going to roid out and they're going to be, you know, stress case. They're going to have roid rage, right? Just all the right. opposite. If you don't have it and you're on your last nerve and it takes all of your energy just to show up, this is a terrible situation. So I was grouchy with my kids until I got on testosterone. I became a better husband, a better father. And I became, you know, my drive at work came back. And so then, so now talking about my wife, a couple of years later, she's kind of depressed after our last kid, you know, and I'm like, maybe you're depressed. Let's get your hormones checked. And she's like, no, no, no. We start going, we finally crossed that bridge. She started doing better. We never went to the hormone doctor yet for her though. And we're going to the gym. This is the part where you can't be a prophet in your own backyard.
Right.
We're going to the gym. We're working out. I hire a trainer. I didn't know you at the time. I'm looking at your stuff, man. I almost bought everything you have last night.
God bless you.
I'm like, this is good stuff. And so the trainer, right? She's working like crazy. I'm getting results. She's not. We go to the trainer and he's like, well, you know, have you thought about getting your hormones checked? Because you're putting in the work. I see you put in the work and you're not getting any results. And I'm like, I've been telling you this, right?
Yeah.
We get our hormones checked. She gets on a couple things, right? One of them was she was severely anemic. So we got her on the right iron supplement.
Right.
We got her some digestive enzymes, right? She gets progesterone and some thyroid. Her thyroid was out of whack. She starts waking up in the morning, helping me get kids off to school. I'm like, what? Am I getting my wife back? Because I used to get them off to school.
Right, right.
She stands on the scale. She lost 2 pounds. She turns to me and she's almost in tears. And she says, oh my gosh, if this was it, I'm going to be so mad. Of course, she's happy she found answers.
Right.
But so mad that she suffered for years and the solution was so simple. So one thing I love about the stuff I watched that you do is you're having people take care of it before they get as chronic. You know, you get chronic, you come see me. And that's not always the best way to fix it. You know, some of the guys that come to me with testosterone issues, they don't even feel like getting off the couch. So your program seems so far away for them because they don't even feel like getting up in the morning. They're so bad off and they've been bad off for a long time. You know, they got 60 pounds to lose. They're you know, if you like, seriously, I wish I would have fixed mine your way. I would be, I mean, like I'm doing great now, right? I'm thriving. Okay. But that's why I'm telling you, I'm ready to click and buy all your stuff.
This is an added bonus.
Well, yeah. Well, here's what I'm doing. You're doing the whole picture. I'm fixing their testosterone and balancing their hormones, but you're teaching them how to eat, which I do. I make suggestions, right? I've got my book, which we can give away at the end of this if you want or throughout it. But, you know, I teach a little bit about exercise. I teach a little bit about diet. But those things are way more important than I can teach them. I'm not an expert in those things. I'm an expert in balancing their hormones. You are an expert of helping, you know, the body is an amazing thing. You can't cut a garden hose in half and have it heal itself.
Right, right.
But you can cut your arm and your body goes to work healing it. When I was doing herbal supplements, when that was my business.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing was your body has pain because it says, I need something. And when you start giving it the right herbs, the right foods, the right stuff, the pain starts going down because your body has all the tools to rebuild. You know, the inflammation goes down, the pain, all those signals, they're still there. But when you're giving your body the right foods to heal itself better, like I remember, there was one supplement we had, it was called, I worked for a company called Dr. Christopher's Original Formulas.
I know that.
Yeah, he's kind of a like the first American herbalist, right?
Right.
And he's since passed away. He has a quote that I loved. He says, his mom was always sick, and he said, "Mom, I want to become a doctor who can heal people without cutting them." And so he has 40, 50 formulas. He's been dead a long time, but that are still being sold like crazy. One of them, he called it, they've changed the name, but it used to be called Bone, Flesh, and Cartilage. And it was a cell regenerating, you know, cell proliferating herb supplement. Mm-hmm. I know one kid cracked his elbow, it was broken. He was in such pain. And this is the other thing. These are foods, right? These are not drugs. So the suggested label use is 2 pills 3 times a day. He's taken 40 pills 3 times a day.
Wow.
And it's working better for his pain than the pain meds.
Wow.
Because his body has what it needs to heal this broken elbow. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And the doctors were amazed. He healed faster than they thought he would. And now I'm not here to sell that supplement or anything, but I'm just telling you the power of what you're doing is real. The power of food, and if you give your body what it needs, it will go to work and fix itself. Mm. It'll balance its hormones when it has all the right precursors and the right everything. Anyways, I kind of took over. I'm sorry.
But this is your pot. This is for you. This is why we're doing this. You know, to get that information out. I love that story. You know, the story like that. So many guys who come into my program are in similar states. You know, they're kind of like I don't have guys coming to my program who are already ripped and shredded. That's on the contrary. I have the total opposite. I have the 300 pounds coming in. The guy who's on mental health medication, blood pressure, you know, all of those things, you know, and can't build muscle, can't burn fat, can't lose weight, all those things that generally happen as we get older, because it's, you know, if we just talk about the testosterone thing, it's because our testosterone levels are low. It's funny you talked about 300 to 100, because 300 to 1,000 being the normal, because if you think back like in the 80s, testosterone levels, the low levels of testosterone in the 80s was 500, and that went to 500 to 1500. This is total. So that was like 500 to 1500. Then in the 90s, it was like 400. And then in the 90s, it was like, or in 2000s, like 300. And now it's almost like 250. Like that's the low. And they keep decreasing the actual range, right? So it's no longer 1500. Like there's a guy in my program that I think he's got like 1200. His total testosterone is 1200. And he's like, "Funk, am I okay with 1200? I'm like, "Dude, 1500 is what our paleo ancestors used to walk around at. Yeah. So you're doing great. And we have like our alpha mode or alpha range where, you know, I want to get up to 600, but you know, they keep lowering it. And, you know, a lot of times guys aren't really aware that it's actually testosterone or the imbalance of our hormones that's causing all of the things, like you said, you know, no drive, you know, sometimes no sex drive. A lot of times it's no sex drive, but just no drive to just get up and do something, right? Like just sit on the couch. So let's talk. What about testing? Like, what's the first step someone should do? You know, guys in their late 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, and they're starting to feel like what you're feeling. What would they do? What do you think they should do first?
Well, I suggest you test everything. You test your thyroid, you test your free and total testosterone. Mm-hmm. And when you test your thyroid, don't just accept your TSH. You need your T4 and your T3 tested. So, you know, you can write these down, whoever wants it, you know, because you could, I've seen people come in here and their TSH, right? A thyroid stimulating hormone. They go, your doctor goes, "Oh, it's in normal range." So they don't test anything else. Mm. Right. But your T4 might be really high. Your T4 might be really high, and that changes your TSH. Right. And they say, "Oh, it's normal." They don't even check your T3. Your T3 is what gives you energy, messes with your metabolism. Right. And the T4 is like storage that converts to T3. So if your T4 is high and your T3 is low, for some reason, it's not converting.
For listeners, what's T3 and T4? Just for our listeners, because you're speaking, they may not even know what you're talking about.
Those are thyroid measurements, thyroid hormone measurements.
Awesome.
So those three numbers you want to check. Your TSH is your thyroid stimulating hormone, and your T4 is like what stores. It's like a, like it gets converted in the liver to T3, which is what gives you the energy. So the T4 is kind of stores your thyroid hormone, right? We'll put it in the most basic, your thyroid hormone. And then it gets converted to T3, which is what is the worker bee, which gives you energy. So now if someone goes to a doctor and they get on thyroid medication, they're going to give them something like levothyroxine, which if you go look at the, it's only T4. Hmm. It's only, so yeah, some people need that, but you probably need a mix of T3 and T4 because your body's not converting it to T3, which is what gives you the energy, which regulates your metabolism, right?
Right. Right.
And then you got, you know, anyways, so you need to check your thyroid numbers. You need to check your testosterone numbers, free and total testosterone, because your total testosterone might be high, but your free testosterone might be low. And free is what's available. It hasn't bound to any proteins yet. And that's what's available to use. Mm. And so, you know, there could be something going on in you where your total testosterone is high, but you still feel like crap, you know? That's why sometimes normal is not optimal. Someone might need to be higher than the normal range. I think of it like poverty, right? You could say, man, Funk, you're not in poverty range yet. You still make $500 a year above poverty level. So why would you go try to earn more money? You're not in poverty yet. That's how your doctor treats you. He waits till you're in poverty. Then he tries to get you just above, you know, low normal. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in low normal. I want to live in high optimal.
100%.
For as long as I can, because then my quality of life, low normal, you know, is not, let's say the pay range is $20,000 to $60,000. The guy that makes $55,000 lives a lot different than the guy who makes $25,000.
Right, right.
He, you know, his quality of life is different. And so, you know, I say you get the ranges, right? You test, you get the ranges to kind of see a starting point. You kind of know where you feel good. So even if you hit, like you said, you like to get people to 600. I agree with that number. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome number. But let's say they get there and they're still not feeling it. They might be someone who needs to be at 900 or 1200. So you need to check your DHEA, which is a precursor, right? It's going to turn into testosterone. It's going to help regulate all those hormones. You need to check your cortisol to see if your adrenal glands are working. And you get that DHEA up, your cortisol is going to come down. Mm-hmm. You want to check your estrogen.
For sure.
Just to make sure you're not estrogen dominant. Mm-hmm. You need estrogen. If you have no estrogen, your joints are going to hurt. You're going to be in trouble, right?
No sex life, because we need estrogen for the libido. That's that really helps. But just a little bit too much is going to destroy our testosterone and cause a lot of imbalancing, you know, belly fat storage, man boobs.
That's right.
A whole host of the cancers and a whole host of things. I'm diving right into the estrogens right now. It's so funny. As you say that, I'm really deep into estrogenics, but again, keep going.
No, it's all good stuff. And you even need some progesterone.
Yes.
Yeah. Progesterone converts to testosterone. You don't need a bunch of it. And women need testosterone. Yep. They don't need a bunch. They just need a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to stop that test. I've seen, this sounds crazy, but I've seen testosterone reverse diabetes.
100%.
Type 2 diabetes.
100%. Yes, for sure.
I've seen it reverse osteoporosis. Like in women who you get the right amount of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, same is true for men. Osteoporosis, like that calcium receptor works all of a sudden better than osteoporosis prescriptions.
Yeah.
Like definitely. It reverses, it increases your bone density. People think, oh, testosterone's just so you feel good and you got that muscle mass. It's going to stop stroke and heart attack.
Yep.
It's, you know, your heart's a muscle too. It starts getting rid of the visceral fat. Your fatty liver starts clearing up. It's amazing. It's not just those outward signs. It's going to increase the longevity of your life and the quality of your life for a long time. I see older people getting younger, like you, man. You're not 53.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I gotta tell you this story of a testosterone story.
Sure.
This, I call him a kid because you and I are older, right? He's 29. He's in school to be a physician's assistant. He's married, got a couple kids. He lives in Las Vegas. He comes in. He's like, man, I feel terrible. I want to give up. I want to quit school. I don't have any. I don't even feel like playing with my kids. He's 29 years old. And I go, man, he talks to me for a while. I'm like, man, I don't even have to test you. I know your testosterone's low.
Totally.
So we test him. Sure enough, he was below 300 at 29 years old. No reason for that, right? You know, like all of us are saying, oh, you don't have these problems till you're 40, 50, 60. No, he's 29. We get his testosterone up he just texted me this week.
You can share. You're not sharing the person's name.
I'm not sharing the person's name.
Yeah.
And he's also giving me permission as long as I don't use his name.
Yeah.
He says, just stepped on the scale this morning for the first time in a few weeks. In the last 2 months, I've dropped 15 pounds and put on a good amount of muscle. I really like what I see in the mirror again. Classes are going a lot better. I went from fat and failing to thriving and driving.
Love it. Love it.
This 29-year-old was ready to give up. He was ready to give up. That's sad. And if he hadn't found someone like you or me, who knows how long he would have just been pushing through on sheer adrenaline and push as long as he could, and he would have worn out fast.
Totally.
He would have worn out. That's sad. So what you're doing, what I'm doing, we're spreading this message. We're advocates. Like, I don't care if someone comes to my clinic. I don't care if someone goes to you. They need to know. This paradigm has to change, that this is taboo and we shouldn't talk about it. You know, men are struggling just as much as women. 80% of the people that come in my clinic are women. The sad thing is that the men come in only after their wives push them to.
Right. Yes.
They go, there's something wrong with you. You know, men don't admit it. And it's sad. It's scary, to be honest. I'm sure you're the same. You can walk into a meeting or a store or a conference and just look at people and go, man, that guy needs my help. Man, that guy needs my help. And yeah. And you're not a, you know, you're an evangelist when they come into your circle of influence.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've experienced the same thing I do. Like, man, I want to tell that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you do, because the situation happens. You could tell them, look, you don't have to be this way. You don't have to live this way. You can fix this. And, you know, I want to ask you something.
Sure.
How do you, and I haven't looked at enough of your stuff. I'm going to.
Yeah.
But some people who come in here, they are on their last straw. Like, if you told them to go to the gym, they look at you like, I can barely take a shower every day.
Mm.
Or I eat what's put in front of me. I don't, to prepare a meal, that just seems like too much work, you know? And how do you start changing their mindset? I'm really curious about this. I really want to know. How do you start motivating them? Or are they just so at their last straw that they're willing to do anything? You know, tell me about that.
Awesome questions. So everyone is at their last straw when they come to me. Everybody. There's no one who comes to me who thinks, you know, we've got 14,000 members right now. And we've got guys who've been in this program for 2 years plus OGs, captains, you know, we have our whole thing. The very first thing. So the first step is they actually, when they come in, they're a little bit open for help because they've actually made that decision. Right. But they need to. So our number one pillar is mindset. So before they even start anything, they have to have a strong enough why. Because when you start to dive a little bit deeper into the why, and not I just want to lose 20 pounds or I can't get off the couch. No, man, you got to go deeper than that. You got to go super, super deep. Why has to make you cry? So there's a little like I have a video and kind of explain how to get to that. But also at the same time, we talk about testosterone because when people come to you. When men come to you, again, they don't think that there's hope, right? That's the thing. There's no hope. Like, I've tried everything. I did this program, and now I don't even want to get off the couch because nothing's working. Or I tried, you know, this diet or keto diet or vegan or all these other stupid diets that don't address our hormones. So when they start to realize, oh, wait a minute, you need to tell me if I can naturally increase my testosterone, all of this stuff can happen. Again, we're just planting seeds because most guys that come in, either it's their belly fat or they don't know, like, you know, it's usually physical. Like, oh, I got belly fat I got to lose, or I have no energy for my kids, because that's where the why comes in, right? You start going, oh, I just have two young kids. I can't even keep up with them. I'm falling asleep at work. I have zero libido for my wife. That relationship is starting to like waver. When you start digging deep, they have that why, because they have to have the why to stay on the program, right? They have to have the why to continue, because on those days when they don't want to, they're just going to revert back to whatever they did before. And then the other thing is the hope, right? Like when they see, you know, 14,000 guys who, you know, were overweight and then now have abs in their 70s, 60s, 50s, or no longer on their prescription pills or what have you, the hope is like, oh, okay, so this can be done. And then I have to, so when it comes to the programming, it has to be simple. Just like you said, like, men aren't going to be, okay, let me just meal prep. Let me do this. Like, my workouts are follow along workouts. Why? Because if you just give someone, okay, here's the exercises, here's the demo, the exercise, go do it. How long are they going to stay on? Because they've tried that 100 times over. So my workouts are follow along. You click play and you and I are working out together. We're struggling together. They're short workouts that they can do at home. They're total body workouts. So I'm there with you, struggling, teaching you. So it's all about just clicking play. And if you can get through it, you can get through it. But that's that first little behavior, because it's all about shifting the behavior, shifting the mindset. All their older behaviors. Okay, now I'm working out. I got Funk here with me. He's struggling too, because I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, I'm Superman, I can get through all these workouts. No, I'm struggling with you. It's supposed to be difficult, man. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So they get through the workouts. Now the nutrition, very simple. Balance plates. So three meals a day. That's it. All you need are three meals a day, but the meals have to have a carb, starchy complex carbs, because like you said, the thyroid, right? The thyroid's the metabolism. So starchy complex carb feeds the thyroid, right? And energy and muscles. Then you have the protein. We don't naturally produce protein, so we need proteins. Plus, we're going to build muscle. We suffer from sarcopenia. Vegetables and fruits have the micronutrients. And then, of course, healthy fats has the cholesterol for testosterone production, because we need good cholesterol. So once you start to educate, they have more power. Like, okay, now I understand why I'm not supposed to eat soy. I'm supposed to stay away from flaxseed because raises estrogen. Now I realize why I need sleep, because my cortisol levels will go out of whack and my testosterone production starts in the morning.
Morning, yeah.
Yeah, so when you start like giving them the information, I'm telling you, like, it's just like, oh, this is why? Okay, now
Instead of just working out just to work out.
Exactly. They're
working out with a purpose. When you have a purpose and you understand, oh, this is doing this.
Right.
Now I'm starting to see how it stacks. Right. Oh. And like you said, it's hormonal. When you have a purpose, no longer are you just working out for the heck of it. When you said, and you're teaching them about their hormones and how their hormones are working against them or for them. And all of a sudden, like you said, the same thing happened to me, right? It happens to everybody. Wait, it's not my fault. I'm not just a fat, lazy blob.
Exactly.
There's some chemicals and hormones going on here. Well, that makes more sense. I was just so down on myself. Then you got low testosterone, you're depressed. And then you're saying, I'm such a loser. But when you find out, no, maybe you're not a loser. Maybe it's your testosterone making you feel that way. Maybe it's, you know, you're not sleeping enough. Your stress levels are high. Your adrenal glands aren't working the way they're supposed to be working. And you're not giving it the right, you're like, wait a minute. Okay. I've got another push in me. Let me try this. I've had people come who, couples who come and they say, this is our last stop before the divorce lawyer.
100%.
And it's not libido. I mean, that's some of it, right?
Yeah.
Some of it is sex life, but the other part is we're mean to each other. He doesn't work. He falls asleep every time we watch a movie. She's the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, and they start, you know, they get a new life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many people you say are in your program?
14,000.
14,000 people
and
got a new life because of your mission. Isn't that amazing?
That, incredible.
That feels good. Our jobs are fun. You know, we get to give people hope. They say thank you.
Yeah. So once you get the test, so now we need to get everything tested, right? Like, yeah. One of the things that we do with, you know, is go get tested so you know where you are. Because a lot of men are afraid, right? I don't want to know how low my testosterone is. You know, I don't want to know how low I am. Right. But I just came off some prescription drugs, pills for my back. I have a back injury and I've been on Lyrica. I knew 100% that my testosterone levels are going to be low, even though everything I'm doing is naturally increasing. I know it's going to be low because I'm taking prescription drugs that absolutely destroy your testosterone. I've been down this road before, but knowing what I know, and because I know how to naturally increase it, I'm not like freaking out, because the only thing I'm freaking out about is I've stopped taking them because I realize I don't need those prescription drugs. You know, like I'm going, wait a minute. I just got my testosterone levels checked. They were super low. The nurse calls me and goes, like, cause you know, when you get checked, you also write down things that are going on in your life. Be taking. So she knew what I was taking. She saw my last testosterone levels were. And she's like, are you feeling okay? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, because I know you're taking these things. Are you exercising? So I told her, yeah, I'm living my exact program. I know that my testosterone levels are low. And I stopped taking my prescription drugs and I'm having surgery in 2 weeks. And she goes, oh, after you have your surgery, you're probably going to go back. Looking at what you just did before and when looking at it all makes sense. Again, when you have that, but I would only know that if I got my testosterone levels checked.
Yeah.
If I didn't get all that checked, then I would just be living like, oh, well, I'm on these pills, but now I'm feeling horrible. I have no libido, not realizing, oh, wait a minute. These are the prescription drugs, the side effects of these prescription drugs. That's why getting your T levels checked or your hormones checked every 3 to 6 months is essential. Even if you're on TRT, even if you're on natural hormone, like whatever brings you to the point where you want to go, hormone therapy, you still have to do the regular, you still have to work out and nutrition and recovery and all, you still have to live a life that will keep those hormones up and keep them going.
And right? Life changes, right? At other times, like I have people using thyroid medication for whatever reason in the winter, they have to bump it up.
Right.
Right. Huh. And that's just them. They know their body. They've been doing it for years. And they know their levels drop in the wintertime. Other people know, but them, yeah. So you got to know your body. And like you said, test it and know. Like you said, these events are happening in my life. It's going to change these numbers. And maybe I'm okay with that for a minute, but I'm going to get work to get it back up or whatever. You support your body in different ways at different times.
Yeah. So... okay, so now that they go to you, they can do you have a way for them to get their levels checked? Like, let's say someone lives in so where are you, by the way?
I'm in Utah.
Beautiful Utah. Yeah, I was just in Moab and Salt Lake City. We go there pretty much. It seemed like every year. Last 2 years, we've been up in that the woods. And my supplement company, like I have a supplement company, so our manufacturers are in Utah.
Oh man, there's like, so many of them here. I don't know what happened in Utah. There's all these supplement companies up and down the valley. It's kind of awesome, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. So now they know where they are. So yeah, how do they get tested? Like,
either you know, some insurances, most insurance will cover your test. So when we send someone for a test, we give them a diagnosis code that's accepted by the insurance company, and we'll give them the CPT codes, they're called. That's the code that the insurance company uses to bill. So as long as you go to an in-network lab, your insurance will cover it. The only one that I've seen them not cover is vitamin D.
Okay.
For whatever reason, the insurance companies don't like to cover vitamin D blood test without a pre-authorization from a doctor in network.
Interesting. I could put my tinfoil hat on, but I won't.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you there, man.
Because that's literally one of the most important. I mean, we've been talking about vitamin D for the last 2 years, 3 years, yeah. Typically big time during these. Anyways, I'm not even getting in there. But during
I think they're afraid to test it because you're going to be low. Almost exactly. Everyone's going to be low. And if you're low, then they have to pay for it. You know, you might have an insurance claim to pay for it. Like, right, I just sorry, I'm going to put my tinfoil hat for 1 second.
Okay.
I got a colonoscopy. My blood pressure went way down, right? At the end of the colonoscopy, she's like, wow, your blood pressure came way down. And you know, no wonder I was just going in for a colonoscopy, right? Exactly. And then it started this conversation and she goes, did you know they're looking at widening the range of high blood pressure by 5 points?
Same thing you
were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's because they've done some math. And they go, well, you're not going to die at 5 points higher, but we're going to save this many millions of dollars in blood pressure medication.
Right.
So let's just widen the range, just like you were talking about with testosterone.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So we also have negotiated rates with labs across the country. So we do telemedicine, people on the phone, whatever, on Zoom calls. And our negotiated rate for the full panel of labs is around $600. I sent someone just out of curiosity. I wanted to see this was a mistake. I sent someone the same set of labs, came back self-pay at $2,100.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Crazy.
So, yeah, for sure.
We try to send people through their insurance, save them the money. If they don't have insurance that will cover it, like you can call your insurance company. I just did it yesterday. And you go, look, I have an out-of-network doctor. I want to test these labs. Here's the diagnosis codes. Here's the CPT codes for each test. There's like this list. You start reading them the numbers. They go away for a minute. They come back. They go, yeah, if you go to an in-network lab, these are covered. And okay, which lab is in-network? Go to this one. Great. And I bring the paper, give it to them, say, bill my insurance. Here's my insurance card. Bada bing, bada boom, done. Right?
Done, yeah.
And so if I'm doing it and billing it to me, I call my company and someone will give you a call, find a lab near you, send you to the lab. And it's around between $500 and $600, depending on what we test. There's one test that's a little expensive that I always do on people because I do it the first time, and it's two tests to see if you have Hashimoto's disease. And Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease that attacks the thyroid or affects the thyroid. So that test kind of is a little bit more expensive than the other tests, but I do it the first time because I have found people that have Hashimoto's disease. And so that affects how we treat their thyroid, right? And if they do, they need to go off gluten right away because gluten causes inflammation. I'm not necessarily anti-gluten. I could be convinced.
Yeah.
But for people who have Hashimoto's, you know, and they'll argue with me all day. Look, I'm not gluten intolerant. Look, I'm just telling you, gluten elicits an inflammatory response and you have an autoimmune disease. Any inflammatory response is going to,
track it up.
So, then they get their blood test back and we sit down with them. That appointment's easily an hour and we go line by line. Look, this is what this means. This is what the lab company says normal range is. Here's what we think you should be at. And here's how you can get there. Sometimes it's supplements. Sometimes, you know, I don't have the arsenal of exercise and food like you do. We have a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we just go line by line. And that's where that's how we do that motivating moment, right? When they see the labs and they say, oh, there's a reason for all of the way I've been feeling. They come out in tears sometimes. Guys, I've had guys go, oh my gosh, this makes sense. They feel validated. You know, because otherwise you're going to the doctor and he says, well, you're in normal range and you go, well, I don't feel normal. I don't feel normal. I know, you know, something's wrong. It's not your desire, but your ability to act on the desire is diminished. And so you just, so if the doctor says you're normal, you go home and you beat yourself up. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What kind of loser am I? Doctor says there's nothing wrong with me. Am I just depressed? Am I just sad? No, you're not. You don't have the ability to follow through on your desire because your testosterone's messed up. Your thyroid's messed up. You don't have it. You know, yeah, you go to the gym and you come home just tired. You don't have that good muscle fatigue feeling. You just come home and the only thing you have left in you is to click the remote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I imagine you see changes pretty quickly in people.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. Like
it blows your mind, right?
100%. Because I know when, like I said, most guys, I'm not gonna say most, but a lot of guys come in and it's just, they want to lose the belly fat. They may want to lose weight, you know, that sort of thing. But I know by month number six, by phase number six, it's about, oh, wait a minute, I want abs. Because most guys will come and say, I don't need your abs, Funk. I don't want abs. I just want to lose weight. But then once everything starts to change, oh, wait a minute, I can see my biceps now. Oh, wait a minute, I'm starting to see less belly fat. And I'm actually starting to see abs because we do ab and core. You know, we do all the things that will develop all that stuff. So by phase number six for like everyone pretty much, now it's all about the abs.
Yeah,
it's all about the abs now. Like they go, wait a minute.
And it's not vanity, right?
No, of course not.
It has nothing to do with vanity. It's like all of a sudden I see my potential. I want to be at my full potential.
Correct.
I don't want to live low normal anymore. I want to live optimal. And then when you get there, all of a sudden opportunities start opening up. You become more attractive. And I don't mean physically attractive because your brain fog is gone, because you're able to show up with your A game in your marriage, in your family, in your job, in your hobbies. Now, all of a sudden people want to be around you because you're lifting them up. You know, I love this saying. I'm not Jewish, but I have Jewish friends and they have this ceremony. I forget what it's called. They take a platter, they put a cup on it, and they pour wine in the cup till it overflows. And this represents that you can't give from an empty cup. And it reaffirms their personal belief during this ceremony that we should create abundance in our life so that we can use the abundance to bless other people. I can't bless other people if my cup is empty. I can't even bless my wife and kids if my cup is empty. I have an obligation, right? I have an obligation to fill my cup to overflowing so that I can give and lift other people from my overflow. And that's what I think is happening in your program, my program, right? You get to a certain point and you're like, I feel good enough to go the full distance. I feel good enough to be at my very best. Now I can see the end, right? I can see. Then, man, can you imagine what I can do for people? And then I imagine half of your people start bringing in other people because they're influencing them. Not, you know, they're like, I want to feel like this guy feels. I want to look like this guy looks. I want to show up. And I think that's the big one. Show up, how this guy shows up. They show up with their A game every time. And if they don't feel good that day, they can flip a switch and show up with their A game. Because you trained them how. You've taught them how. And they've got practice doing it for six phases, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, so this is, you probably can't see, but this is our Over 40 Alpha tattoo.
Yeah.
Because right? I'm creating alphas. We're here on this earth to provide, protect, procreate. Can't do that unless we are healthy. So that mindset and what you just said about abundance is exactly why we are put on this earth, to provide, not just monetarily, but as a father, as a grandfather, as a husband, as a son, to protect. We need to protect not only ourselves, but our kingdom, our wives, our kids, and the people around us who are important. And procreating, well, depending on how old you are, you may have already procreated, or you may be thinking of procreating even at an older age. But that's what it is. It's about being able to thrive during the rough times. Because I tell these guys, listen, whether you like it or not, you are going to be the patriarch of your family. So as you get older, in your 50s, 60s, 70s, your whole family's looking up to grandpa. Oh, grandpa, this happened. This person died. What do we do, grandpa? If you're sitting at home on your couch, you can't even get up. Or if you're in the hospital because you have diabetes or you have a blood pressure or you had a stroke because the way your lifestyle led, your family's taking care of you. How are you going to feel when you're in your deathbed with your family taking care of you and you should have been taking care of them from something you had control over preventing? You know, I was in my deathbed and I hated the fact that my kids and my wife and people were coming there. Like I had something that was rare and, but anyways, the point I'm trying to make is these guys start to think about, it's not just you, it's everybody. That's the alpha, but this is the brotherhood. So we have guys who have these tattoos, right? This over 40 brotherhood. This is what we are as a collective, because I have guys from all over the world. I have all religions. I have all races. I have all backgrounds. And these guys come together every day. Like, oh, I love you, man. I love you, man. They're vulnerable. They're telling them about their, how, you know, this week was really tough, because they need to be that patriarch during the shitty times around them. But they also need a place to freaking vent afterwards and go,
yeah, yeah, you,
that week was tough, but I had to step up. But I still got the workouts done. I still had nutrition, because all of those things feed us during that time. But that's the thing that men, I think, are missing, is that hey, man, you need to step up and be the freaking man you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's your hormones.
We were built to be creators. We were built to be creators, to create things. That's why when you go work in the yard, it feels good. Yeah. You feel like, man, I did something. When you dig a couple post holes, you're like, I did something, right? And that's what we were meant to do, build, grow, do. And, and all of us are sitting in these jobs, in offices, at desks, and you finish your day and you don't feel like you did anything, because it never ends, right? You just click clickety-clack on the keyboard and you go home. You don't feel like, well, I was busy all day, but I'm not sure what I did.
Exactly. And when you're living the life, you're like, you should see how many of these kids, like their kids start to like, either they start working out with their kids or, you know, a couple of stories. One story is the guy was hearing his son like upstairs, is counting. He's like, what the hell's going on? Goes up to the room. The son's like 9 years old, opens the door. The son's doing push-ups, sit-ups, and I think it was squats. And the reason why he was doing it was because he saw his father doing it.
Yeah.
He said, I see you doing it, dad, so I'm doing it. Not to do with funk. It's his father. Another guy went to the playground, right? So he took his kids to the playground. His kids are playing. And he happened to have his shirt off or something, or took his shirt off because it was hot. And one of the other kids was like, oh, man, look at that guy. He's so jacked. And the guy, I'm about to cry here. The guy's son said, that's my dad.
Yeah.
And he was so proud, the fact that he was able to like be jacked and ripped and like he's never had his son ever say something like that. So now your son feels, yeah, that's my dad. Like they become the role model that they're supposed to be. That's my dad. He's sitting on the couch doing whatever. Or that's my dad shouting at my wife because he's treating her, or shouting at my mom because he's, you know, whatever. And even if they're split, my dad still shows up. My dad's still here. So it's like, it's you know, I'm kind of like, the start is your own health, but then it ends up being more than just that. And I think, you know, at the point where you learn your hormonal, and then whether you take the natural or, you know, like just doing it through, you know, lifestyle, or you go through yourself and get the hormonal stuff happening, you still have to live that life. But know that your testosterone levels are being addressed, right? Your hormones are being addressed.
I mean, even though my approach is different than yours, my tagline is kind of the same, right? And where I'm, you know, you're focusing on estrogens right now. I'm focusing on that wellness lifestyle part. I've got to get better at that. So kind of my tagline is, we help you feel great again by balancing your hormones and living a wellness lifestyle. That's where my focus is right now. And trying to learn that part and become an expert in that.
That's awesome. Well, this has been great, man. I mean, I love it. I want to give away your book. I want people to be able to find you. So first, where can they find that book? I think I just downloaded it.
And here's the thing. I want you guys to know that this book is kind of pretty focused to women. There are a few chapters in it, but it's worth the read to understand hormones and the stories, right? It's called "Do Your Hormones Have You Dragging, Sagging, and Nagging?"
Right on.
And but there's a testosterone section, an exercise section, and eating section, a food section. And so it's worth downloading for free. You'll get the book and the audio book. You'll also get a link when you get that to an online test you can take that just kind of goes through regular symptoms and right. tells you where you might be low or high. Going to check thyroid, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. And awesome. So you just answer those questions and it kicks you back an email. And awesome. So it's at freehormonebook.com. Super easy. Freehormonebook.com. The clinic is Hormone Balance Centers with an S, like plural, because I have a big vision that someday there's going to be more than one center, right? Hormonebalancecenters.com. But reach out to me if you have questions. If you, you know, I don't care if you come to my clinic or not. If you need help getting your labs done, I'll help you get your labs done.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? And walk you through that. I believe in this mission. I believe in what you're doing. And I wasn't kidding. I'm not just giving you lip service. I'm going and I'm buying your dollar trial offer. By the way, I looked at your hormone supplement. I forget what it's called. What's it called?
Oh, Alpha Lean. Alpha Max Test 3D.
Alpha Max Test 3D. I looked at the stack. There's some great stuff in there.
I
push people towards supplements that have some of those same ingredients in it. The adaptogens, the ashwagandha and basil, those things are magic. They'll regulate up or down as you need it. And so like, I'm just saying, right? Like, I want you to go get my book. I want you to come into my circle of influence, but for I'm sure. telling you, your listeners, you're in a good circle of influence right now. And I'm going to join you in awesome. That circle of influence to learn the stuff I don't know. You know, stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
And I've been inspired the past couple of days watching your stuff and seriously, thank you for having me on. Even though we approach it differently, like we're preaching the same gospel.
Exactly. You know?
And exactly. I've had a great time being on here
me
with
too.
You.
Me too. I learned a lot. I thank you for being on, Ricky. And I only want like amazing things to happen. So for you and your clinic and it's been amazing because like I said, we're both preaching the same thing, different approach, same result, right? We're trying to get the hormones balanced and whatever way you feel, you know, it works for you, that's the way to go. And so I will have all the links available and we'll have the free download available. And thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
You're awesome. Thanks.
You too. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.